We make unbelievers. We have people looking at them crazy. Can you believe they did that? Instead of you going to the person. God has order. We talked about the number 12 on today. But God has order. He has completion. He has an order to this thing that he does not want us to be unseemly and do something that God is not pleased with. You are representing Christ everywhere you go. Not just Johnson Temple. You are representing Christ everywhere you go. The battle is not with your brother, your sister, your politician, your neighbor. The battle is spiritual. It's time out for having agendas. Getting back at your neighbor. That's an agenda. Getting your sister or brother told. I'm going to tell them a piece of my mind. Having a mind of vengeance. I know the Bible said vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And if that said that, that means don't you go out and get vengeance. Huh? Don't render evil for evil. Come on, this is the word, y'all. I'm not preaching nothing. I'm not telling you nothing that they're in the word. I come from a pastor, which is my father, who is a teacher, and my pastor is a teacher. Dr. Paul B. Ruffin is a teacher, and that's all he teaches is the word. It's time to surrender to the army of the Lord. It's time to fast and pray and hear what God needs for you to do today. It's time for us to, come on, I'll wait, hold on, I'm gonna start. It's time for us to fast and pray to hear what God needs for us today. Because now we're in a spiritual battle and we have to fight this thing the right way. It's time to see what God wants us to see. This is so we don't look foolish in the efforts of pleasing God in his name. Jesus saw and knew everything that he did was good. He was to be an example for us. He was to teach us, love us, love the lost. He loved everybody. Don't look at a person for what they have and what they don't have. Just go in and love on them. I thank God for them sharing with Sister Mary the word, you know, and giving them some food. But at the same time, say, hey, come on, join us in the church. Come on, be a part of us. Be a one accord. This is what we need. In my closing, I'm going to hurry and get this. Get your spiritual muscles ready. And I read that about the whole armor. But God equipped us with the whole armor. He gave us the loins to cover our truth, covered in truth. Breastplate of righteousness. And then he told us to shod our feet with the gospel of peace. Shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the spirit, which is the word. You have to have all this. So get your spiritual muscles ready. I'm closing. Get your spiritual muscles ready. Shine up your armor. If you ain't, you know, when they go to war, they have an inspection. These soldiers have inspections. They have to check their uniforms. They have to check their weapons. They have to make sure everything's in fine order because they don't have time to be trying to wait for some malfunction. They got to do what they got to have. So you got to check your word. You got to get in your word. Am I prepared on today? God, what do you want me to say? How do you want me to handle that situation that I'm having a problem with? Do I do it myself or do you want to take care of it? Or do you want me just not to say nothing at all? Sometimes it's good for you just to be quiet. Get your weapons ready. Prepare your mind to fight the spiritual war. God is on your side. And I'm going to leave you with Psalms 118 and 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Amen. Spiritual blessings, spiritual warfare, knowing that God is on your side. Get ready for the battle.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday Joy Night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
The third chapter. I don't know, but he asked me. I remember when he was a little boy. First Corinthians chapter 3. The little girl Bonnie. Eugene was like that. Y'all remember that when he was running around? Y'all remember that? When he was 3 or 4 years old, running around, barely could walk, stumbling over everything. He's Eugene right there. But now look at it now. Bonnie and all of us being Lucan, they're going to be the church of tomorrow. Amen. I thought about this. Train up the church. And I thank God for the parents that bring them to church every Sunday. Rain, shine, sleet, or snow. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I won't be long. But we got a word from the Lord this morning. I was sitting to celebrate with my brother, Dr. Renner Baker, and they have their church anniversary at 2:30 today. My brother and I are going to be with him for the Lord's week. I always say, if the Lord speaks, because you never know. Third chapter in verse 1 says, and I, brother, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal, even unto babes in Christ, as Paul said. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, for Paul say now, this is a letter. For whereas there is among you envy and strife, and walk as men. For while one say I am of Paul, and another I am of Apollos, are you not come? So he asked him a question in the letter. This is an epistle. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom we believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I planted, Apollos walked, but God gave the increase. You may be seated. But God gave the increase. Want to talk on the subject? Let's straighten it out.
Yeah.
With the Lord.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that song back in the day? Let's straighten it out. You've been talking to sleep all night. Let's straighten it out. We're here today, 16th day of November. I just thank God that we're in the holiday season again. Are you hearing me? I see the tree up and lighting up and bang, that's beautiful. Whoever put it up there. But that let me know that it's Christmas time again. And let me know it's holiday time again. A lot of people are not here to see it. But we all got to pass one day.
Sooner or later.
I said we all gonna pass this way sooner.
Yeah.
Now you might not want to, but the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, write down if you told out, as it is appointed unto man to die. And after that the judgment. So that lets me know that church, we gonna die off the scene one of these old days. And you gotta get your house in order. So that's why I say let's straighten out. Because the Corinthian church was a church of paganism. They took the communion and they went into the house of God. They was doing all kinds of things. If you go look in the 11th chapter of Corinthians, and I'm about that 27 verse, 28, 29, he said, for men are asleep and sick among you. In other words, you taking the communion the wrong way. Yes. That's what Paul was saying. See, Apostle Paul knew one thing, that when he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, he met somebody. And I'm trying to tell you this morning, Well, yeah, when you meet the Lord, you done met somebody. The choir just got to saying, Jesus is real. Yes, he's real. Way real in my soul. He's real in my soul. So I'm up here, I'm not up here for no show. But I'm up here to talk about the goodness of the Lord and how he has woke us up early this morning. While we were sleeping in Yana's name. Didn't know our left hand from our right hand, but the Lord made death lay down in that ground. Because he's good all the time. How many know he's good? They said that boy after me wasn't going to be able to walk or nothing else. But God, through prayer and meditation, God the one saw fit for Eugene to walk in. It's not nothing I've done, but the effective faithful prayer of a righteous man. That's in the book of James 5:16. You go on. The effective faithful prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Here we have Apostle Paul. Y'all know what Paul did. Saul, he killed Christians. Mm-hmm. Amen. We all have done something that it wasn't pleasing in God's eyesight. We all have done some things that the Lord was displeased with. But because of his grace and his mercy, I can stand to say God is real in my life. That's what Psalm 100 was this morning about. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'm like Diane said, I don't want no rocks to cry out in my face. Because I'm going to praise him. The Bible said when praise goes up,
blessings come down.
Blessings come down. And so Paul here pins his left. He said, in Romans 2, he said, I didn't come to you with no ecstasy of speech. But in Romans 1 and 18, he said, the preaching of the cross, 1:18, is foolish to them. But it's the saving of the soul to us that believe him. I believe this morning that Jesus rose, died, and he rose the third day. Amen. And you see that the right hand throne.
I believe it.
Of the Father.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Paul said, look what Paul said. Paul said in Romans chapter 10, get on that for a minute. In verse 1, he said, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God that Israel might be saved. For I bear the record that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. In other words, he drops down and tells them how to be saved. Romans 10:9-10. And then he says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by what?
The word of God.
I'm not up here for no show. I'm trying to give you the word of God. Because we have been through hell and hot water, some of you, through this week. We done been to the doctor and heard some kind of foolish stuff the doctor say, but he's just a doctor in common. But I know a doctor.
Yeah.
I know a doctor that bring you out the emergency room. Yeah. When the doctor say, we done done all we could do for you.
Yeah.
But I know a doctor that works through doctors. Ask Sister Diane, she told about it this morning. Because, let me tell you something. Jesus got the last say so over all of our lives. Doctor may say one thing. You ever say, the doctor may say one thing. But Jesus says another. Amen. And so he said, I didn't come to you with no excess of speech. If you go back to second chapter of Corinthians, he said, but my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men looking, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. Yeah. That's what Paul was saying. See, Paul ran with the Sanhedrin Council. Paul ran with the boys that killed Christians. But he changed team when he met up with the Lord. Let me tell you something. When you come encounter with the Lord, and the Lord come encounter with you, you will never be the same again. I don't care who you are. I don't care how bad you is. I don't care how much you have done. If the Lord said today that you hear my voice,
yeah.
I'm not. He ain't going to break in, but he said, I'll come in Revelation, and I'll sup with you, and him with me. I was like, I ain't hearing anymore. I'll sup with you. In other words, I'm trying to help somebody to let you know, come in, Jesus, to his house.
Yeah.
And see, you got to talk to the Lord. Because sometimes, let me tell you something, sometimes it gets hard every now and then, don't it?
Yeah.
You know, the Bible say in St. John 16:13, he said, these things have I spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. But in the world you're going to have trials. and tribulations. He didn't promise us, as James Q said, the word will be easy, but it'll be, you know, it'll